Home Show Radio continues on a Sunday morning. I'm Charlie Mojer with Tom Tynan, answering your questions like the one we got from Robert in Sugarland. It's all about water, and so I'm going to the guy who knows about water in the garden, and that's Peter from Nelson Water Gardens, one of our Home Show pros. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Robert is looking for help, and I think you're the guy to help him. He says, I'm redoing our backyard, and I'm looking at adding a water feature. That's why I thought of you. And he saw one at a furniture store in Sugar Land. He said he really liked it. It's like a big pot with water overflowing. He says, I don't even know where to start with this, but I do. I called you. What advice do you have for Robert?
Well, man, I bet he was actually at a Gallery Furniture down there. We did all the fountains over there, and what he's talking about is something that we call a disappearing fountain. And what that means is we're pumping water up into and over a pot, and that water is then falling down into a basin that's hidden by, you know, some sort of, you know, stone or gravel. So the water kind of like just disappears. They're really nice because they're so low maintenance, and they're also easy to install. You're looking at a fountain that your typical homeowner can get installed in a day versus, you know, some big, elaborate, enormous project.
I know that you specialize in the pots out there at Nelson Water Gardens.
Yeah, I actually, the last, I guess, 4 or 5 years, I've had the opportunity to go to Vietnam and actually visit with the factories. Something I've always really enjoyed was the pottery. And when I had that opportunity, I jumped at it. And getting to meet with the owners of the factories and give input on different shapes and different colors has really changed the way we do things here at Nelson. You know, we bring in by the container, so we're getting huge amounts of pots. We're able to go, you know, have a lot of one type. So if people want to come in and have a beautiful aqua blue pot as a fountain, well, we also have 4 matching planters they could have, you know, throughout the yard to have plants and stuff in.
Sounds beautiful. I saw in your newsletter that you have these new ones that look like bubbles on them and stuff, and then you've got other ones that look like they're from ancient artifacts.
Exactly. In addition to, you know, your standard bright blues and aquas and coppers, you know, we have a new glaze, which actually my mom, Anita, refers to as bubbles and squeak. And when they cook these pots in these kilns, they cook it at a temperature to where the glaze actually kind of bubbles up and then pops. And then they come back in once the pot is cooled off and smooth out all the kind of rough edges. So it gives a lot of texture to the pot. And the technique they use for what we call like the Aegean finish or the ancient finish is a situation where it really looks like the pot is very, very old. Even though it's a brand new pot, it has this feeling of like it was pulled up off the ocean floor.
And they stood the test of time, kind of like you guys. You've got a party coming up next week, don't you?
That's right. The garden party's coming up, 20 years strong. You know, it's really the most fun event we have of the year because it really feels like friends and family are here and involved. You know, we've had this opportunity, this 20-year history with a lot of our clients, and, you know, we see them multiple times a year, and this is kind of the reunion for all the Nelson people. We all come together, and it's also a great day. The staff's excited. We're all motivated. We want to teach people about water gardening, but about other gardening too, about, you know, gardening in pottery, gardening with vegetables, herb gardening, annuals, perennials. You know, we're so much more now than we were 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it was just water gardening, and now it's just really full-scale gardening.
And, of course, all sorts of water features and things you can do, and there's a good chance to see them. And I know you got some prize-winning koi that's in there now, so if you want to add those to your pond, you'll have those out there. And, of course, you'll have cake.
That's right, the garden party cake. That's the whole reason to come. It's going to be delicious.
Save me a piece. I'll be there. All right. This is why there are Home Show Pro for water gardening and water features, and you can see them yourself at the garden party or learn about them anytime you want at homeshowradio.com. Click on their little button on the homepage, and that's where you'll find them. Peter, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Of course. It was fun.